Hi guys, it's Simple J Assist here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great. Please keep practicing your mantra of being positive and giving off positive energy so we can get positive in return. Especially in these times that we're in right now, we all need to have that positive mindset so we can feel that positivity flowing throughout our lives, throughout our family life, throughout our workplace, throughout just our whole being. It's very important. If you're a first-time listener, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you coming along for the journey on this little podcast of mine, this little engine that could. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much. Understand that I love each and every one of you guys, and I appreciate all the feedback that I receive. Today's podcast is going to be centered on the idea that hate is floating around and that hate is what is filling society nowadays. Let's put this in a little nutshell. Hate is designed to keep us from loving and accepting each other. Let me repeat that. Hate is designed to keep us from loving and accepting each other. If you are filled with the spirit of hate, if you are filled with the spirit of negativity, if you are filled with the spirit of bias, the spirit of bashing, the spirit of not being understanding of someone else, you can never fully reach your full potential in life. Hate keeps you stagnant. Hate keeps you in one central location because your spirit will deter others from being around you. Your spirit will not draw people in. It will keep people away. Your spirit will be like bad odor. And you know, a lot of people don't like to be around people who have bad odor. That's a no-no for a lot of people. So your spirit of hate is like that. It will permeate throughout the air and people will just keep moving. Turn left, turn right, exit the stage left. Keep it going. They don't want to be around you. They don't want to be in your space. They don't want to be in your presence. They don't even want to know you exist. Why? Because when there's hate, nothing good comes from that. And that energy, when passed on to others, is very burdensome. It's very tiresome. That spirit drags and kills a person's very being, their very core. It's draining. No one wants to be around somebody who's hateful and negative. Nobody. Nobody wants to be around a Debbie Downer. Just always trying to find everything bad in every situation there is. So nobody would want to be around somebody who just has that vengeful, hateful spirit. It's not good for life, and it's just not good for somebody who's seeking to constantly keep in that wonderful sunshine disposition. Hate has permeated through a lot of our communities, through a lot of our families. Maybe it's been drilled there because of divisions due to personal beliefs. Maybe divisions due to cultural beliefs. Maybe divisions due to religious beliefs. Maybe divisions due to political beliefs. We're at a crossroads. We're at a place where we need to figure out internally who we want to be as people, as beings, as folks that are setting example for those to come and those who are there who will influence those to come. If you're constantly hateful and bashful and negative, how do you think that affects your life as a whole? How do you think that affects your family who is around you on a whole? We all breathe in the same air. No matter what you think, we all breathe in the same air. So when you push that positive, that negative, toxic air out, and others have to breathe that in and intake that and inhale that, you're now passing that negativity and that spirit of no and that icky feeling unto others who now have to deal with that. And that's not healthy. That's not healthy for the mind. That's not healthy for the body. That's not enriching to the soul. And that's where there's a lot of people walking around here who are angry, who are bitter, because they allow that hateful spirit to fester and become deep wounded sores that they pick at and scratch at constantly and never find or try to find a way to heal that or to get it corrected. I always preach to you guys as important to heal your heart and heal your mind and heal your body, because everything should be aligned. Your body, your mind, your soul. So if you have a vengeful spirit and your body is healthy and your mind is somewhat healthy, your whole body is still vengeful and your whole body and your whole being is still going to be negative because one aspect of you is off. Your radar is off. Everything is gone. You're not balanced. You're not at equilibrium. So now you need to focus on getting that vengeful, hateful spirit back to that positive, sunny, refreshing, engaging, compassionate, warm, positive spirit. Once that is in line and in tune, then your body is going to be in line and in tune, and your soul will be in line and in tune, and then everything will be just right at that optimum peak where you're supposed to be. Why would you want to carry around all that burden of hate? Hate doesn't do anything wonderful for your body or your mind. Hate tears you down mentally, physically, emotionally. It does. It is taxing on a body. Hate is like taxes that we all have to pay every year. But unfortunately, when you carry on that spirit of hate, you're carrying around a lot of taxes on your body daily, weekly, monthly. When all you can do is if you just get rid of that hate and that negative spirit, you won't be taxing your body and your mind and your soul that much. You won't be putting so much on yourself. You will unburden and unload so much, and you will see how much clearer things are for you. You will see how much more open the world is to you. You will see how much more receptive others will be towards you. You will see how much more engaging others are to you. Nobody wants to be around that spirit of hate. Nobody finds that spirit of hate exciting or a turn on. You might think it's cute, but nobody else thinks it's cute. People just want to see you go on mute and walk away and just leave. Leave the room. Go work on yourself. That spirit of hate is like a very, 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 very bad nightmare that you're reliving over and over and over again, daily and weekly and monthly. You're tormenting yourself. You're causing yourself harm by allowing this spirit to win. By allowing this spirit of negativity and hate to take over, you are allowing it to manifest and be something of importance in your life when it should not be that important and take precedence over everything else in your life. The spirit of hate is designed to keep you from loving and accepting others. If you clear that dark cloud from your life and let in some sun, let in those rays to hit you, hit your face, hit your body, you will see so much. you will see so much clearer, and you will see things in a different, complete, renewed, refreshed start and light. Let's be more open to positive energy. Let's be more receptive and engaging to things that warm the heart, mind, and soul, and body. Stop allowing that spirit of hate to keep you in a dark place. Because once you're in that sunken place, it takes a lot to get you out. It takes a lot to handle being around you in that place. But you can always get healing and comfort and help to get out of that dark place. If you just reach out, if you just ask for help, it's not, we need to stop focusing on if we ask for help, it shows weakness. No. Even the strongest of people needed a team or someone behind them to get them to where they needed to be. So you seeking help does not make you weak. You seeking help to get out of that sunken place, that dark place, that negative place, that dark cloud, that hateful, vengeful place is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It's a sign that says you want better for your life. You want to get rid of that vengeful, hateful spirit, negative energy. Get that out of yourself so you can overflow a river, a current of positive energy, a positive force in your life. So let's take this time to, as I always tell you guys, to reassess, rethink, reshape the mind, body, and soul into letting us understand that hate is killing us. Hate is damaging us internally and externally, and it is not healthy for us. It is not good for us on a whole as individuals, and it's not good for us on a whole as a member of society, because when you pass that energy on to others, you are creating a lot of dark clouds walking around that once they burst can cause a whole host of nightmare problems for others. And then the circle continues. So this dark cloud infects that other cloud, which is not dark. So that becomes a dark cloud. That's another dark cloud. That's another dark cloud. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. And no chain is broken. So this is a vicious cycle of hate passing on to hate and passing on to another hate to another hate. So it permeates throughout the whole world. And here we are, just a bunch of people who just hate. And sometimes the hate is not coming from a place of hurt. It's just there. Because they feel like hate is the best option for them. Or they feel like it's something to do. It's Monday, let me just hate this person. It's Saturday, I just don't like the mailman. It's Friday, I can't stand my neighbor. That's silly. We need to protect our energies. We need to protect our spirits. We need to protect our minds, our body, our soul. We need to strive and want positive energy and vibes and feels in our life. We deserve that. We deserve, with everything that's going on, all positive to come our way. So let's strive moving forward as of today to let that spirit of hate and negativity go and stop allowing it to overshadow who we are as people, as beings, as a mother, as a brother, as a father, as a sister, as a uncle, as a co-worker, as a boss, as a pastor, as a member of the clergy. We need to let go of that hateful, vengeful, angry spirit. So we can fulfill just the basic right of being happy, of being in a place of peace and harmony. Everything is not disconnected. Everything is now connected and functioning at its best. All is right within ourselves. Once you let go of that spirit, you will see how everything becomes intertwined and everything works where it's supposed to, and you are back into being. Just at a good, wonderful, not burdened, but free space and place and energy. So let's just take this and understand that hate should only exist in the dictionary. It should not exist in our thoughts, our minds, our behaviors, our attitudes, and our actions. So moving forward, we are going to focus on being more open and receptive to others and being extremely positive and feeding that positive side of us and feeding that positive energy and passing on those positive traits to others. Because it's important to understand that we can play our part in eradicating hate that seems to have permeated through all of society. We can do our part by feeding that positive and loving energy. So slowly we can get rid of that hateful, dark cloud that has taken up residence in a lot of our hearts. Love is always the way to go. Love is always the key. Love is always the answer. Love is all that will fix the ills. If we take our time to do our small part, you will see a change and a wave and a torrent of good vibes, good energy, positive energy, and just understand how much a dark cloud will never ever be better than a bright sun. Let me repeat that. A dark cloud can never, ever, ever be on the same wavelength level as a bright, shiny sun. That light that comes through from that sun does so much. That's very deep. But if you think long and hard, you will get where I'm coming from. So all I ask is that you guys, moving forward, work on, if you have that vengeful spirit, eradicating it. If you have that negative feeling, hateful feeling, desire, work on eradicating that within yourself and helping others to do the same. Because we can become better people if we take the steps needed to become better people. To become better people. Sometimes I get tongue-tied. I'm sorry, guys. Let's work on ourselves so we can in turn help others. So we can leave a good legacy for those that are coming after us. It's very important. Okay, guys? I hope you guys have gained some perspective from today's podcast. I just want to remind you guys that I really do want all the best that life has to offer for all my listeners. I truly appreciate the support. And as I always tell you guys, don't forget to be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.